This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. What happens when we feast on the pleasures of this fallen world? We miss out on the true feast that God gives, the eternal feast of His mercy and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. In today's meditation, Johann Gerhard continues commenting on the parable of the wedding feast in Luke 14 and what happens if we neglect God's heavenly feast. But what remains to those who neglect this heavenly feast? The world passeth away and the lust thereof, and so shall all they who set their hearts upon it. All created things shall perish, and so shall they who rest their hopes in them. God declares that those who prefer the possessions and pleasures of this life to the blessings and comforts of His heavenly feast shall not taste of His supper. If the supper be neglected, the hungry must go unfed. And if Christ be rejected, there remaineth no more remedy for sin. Those who despise the invitation shall suffer the pangs of eternal hunger, and shall dwell forever in the outer darkness. Those who refuse to heed the word of Christ, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden," shall one day hear that dreadful word, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire." The Sodomites were consumed by fire sent down from heaven when, graciously invited to this heavenly feast of good things through the preaching of Lot, they willfully refused to come. And so those who have insolently spurned the gospel invitation shall be consumed by the fires of divine wrath that shall burn forever and ever. The five foolish virgins who went out to meet the bridegroom without taking oil in their vessels with them framed various excuses for their delay. But meanwhile, the door was shut. And so those whose hearts are not filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit in this world will not be admitted by Christ into a participation of His heavenly joy, but will find that the door of long-suffering, the door of mercy, the door of everlasting consolation, the door of hope, the door of grace, the door of good works shall be fast shut against them. For more prayers and meditations on God's Word, check out sacredmeditations.org.